The new Black Velvet Lounge in Berryville presents Basic Bitches and Brooklyn-based Desert Sharks live in concert Saturday night, August 17th from 7 to 10, bringing gloom punk to the Catskills. From underground to upstate, Basic Bitches and Desert Sharks live Saturday 7 to 10 at the Black Velvet Lounge inside the River's Edge Restaurant and Hotel in Berryville. All proceeds benefit the bands. Ticket information at the Black Velvet Lounge Instagram page at blackvelvetlounge_NY.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC, weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill, WJFF Jeffersonville. Listen local.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Most of tonight's episode will be focused on the laid-back Oklahoma-born guitarist and songwriter John Weldon Cale, who changed his name to J.J. Cale in the mid-60s to distinguish himself from the John Cale of the Velvet Underground, or so the story goes. You're going to hear some of his early, more obscure work as a bandleader, songwriter, and producer that came out before Eric Clapton's cover of After Midnight, which brought him national recognition. And I think you'll hear that even though the production is pretty lo-fi and a few of the artists were never heard from again, some of the style that he became known for is already pretty much baked into the songs. And you'll hear some of his more classic 70s work too. So we'll follow the thread with him, and towards the end of the show, we'll hear from a long-running Brazilian instrumental ensemble, as well as one of America's better-known minimalist composers. But first up, here's one of J.J. Cale's better-known songs. This is Hey Baby.
Looking real good. sympathy in a pretty kind of way.
She'll fade away. get close to her. She seems so far away. Yeah. You know the truth got to stand someday. And all her lies gotta fade away. Lover, she's just everybody's friend.
his fingers. He's got a pocket full of dough. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Talking about the hidden man. He's the one that's supposed to know. Oh, yes, he is now. Where is at? You ask this cat. If he don't know, he'll tell you where to go. The buck is passed down the line. Let me tell you how to save time. See the hidden man. He's got all the news for you. Oh, yes, he has. Hidden man. He can tell you just what to do.
Get so lonely, lonely. So long.
J.J. Cale, the man of the hour, with the track The Woman That Got Away. That song is from Troubadour, his fourth studio album that came out in 1976. And starting off the show was Hey Baby, the leadoff track from that same album. Hey Baby was followed by the track I'm Putting You On by Sunday Servants, which was the B-side to that band's only single that they ever released. J.J. Cale was a member, as well as the producer and the songwriter of that B-side. That single came out in 1966 after Cale had moved to Los Angeles and began working on records with fellow Oklahoman future heavyweights Snuff Garrett and Leon Russell. There was some more from that era in the set, but next up we jumped ahead to Cale's 1972 solo record called Really, and we heard the track If You're Ever in Oklahoma, featuring the bluegrass greats Vassar Clements on fiddle and Josh Graves on dobro. And then it was back to 1966 LA with Roger Tillison and his track Nobody's Lover, featuring Cale on guitar and also as co-producer. And following that was another one-and-done musician named Gary Sanders, whose only output, as far as I can tell, are the two tracks from 1965 that you heard. The A-side, Ain't No Beetle, and the B-side, Ain't I Good to You. And both tracks feature Cale on guitar and as a co-songwriter, and they're both supposedly produced by Leon Russell. And then next up was Aubrey Wilson with his 1968 version of Cale's track Headman. Aubrey was never a big name, but put out a solid number of singles throughout the 60s before retiring from the music business in the early 70s to become a nurse, a path that he stayed on for the next 43 years. And then it was back to J.J. Cale as the lead singer on his 1966 track Slow Motion. The B-side to that track was his original, more sped-up version of After Midnight that Eric Clapton used as the template for his cover. And before that cover came out, Cale had somewhat given up, left L.A. and returned to Tulsa. But Clapton's cover was a hit, and it got Cale to Nashville to record his first proper full-length album called Naturally. That record came out in 1971, and you heard Crying Eyes from that next. And that track leads us back to The Woman That Got Away. So I've mentioned Leon Russell a few times, and we'll hear a mid-70s collaboration between him and J.J. Cale, and eventually some completely different sounds right after this short break.
Hey, this is DJ Chucks of Old School Sessions. Please join me and Selector Starkey at our new time, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Saturday night.
Old school, baby.
That's Old School Sessions right here on WJFF, 8 to midnight, Saturday night, only on Radio Catskill.
Hi, it's Rosie Starr, host of Farm and Country. Join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. on Radio Catskill for stories about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. Feed your ears some good radio produce. Listen local.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. J.J. Cale is the featured artist for most of the show tonight. And here he is, joining Leon Russell on Can't Get Over Losing You.
Can I hear the other part, too?
What you wanna do? Where?
take a little ups and downs and fight just like a tiger when I'm caught in a corner. I've got my back against the wall, I know it's all that I can do to stand in a woman. Why do all those things that you tell me to? Oh, you know I just can't get over losing you. Yeah, the night winds are calling out my past history that's driving me crazy. Just don't treat me right, it makes me feel half crazy. Oh, precious Jesus, tell me what to do. You know I just can't get over leaving you. By the owl holding hand in hand, spent our time making love to each other, trying to build some castles in the sand. Boy, you know I got hung up on a little melody. I love you and you just sing.
Jerry, I'd like to love you. Jerry, will you love me too? Someday I will take you away. That's all I wanna do. I love you forever, Jerry. Will you love me too? As a morning sunrise, fresh as a mountain dew. Someday I will love you, Jerry.
way you love me too. I need you forever, Jerry, will you need me too?
Fear, nothing you like to, born at the end, stand,
The Brazilian instrumental ensemble Wakchi, with the track Rasa. And starting off the second half tonight was Leon Russell featuring JJ Cale on guitar with the track Can't Get Over Losing You from Leon's 1975 album Will of the Wisp. After that was back to JJ Cale's album Troubadour with the track Cherry. And that was followed by two tracks from Paul Simon's 1990 album, The Rhythm of the Saints. First was Born at the Right Time, and that was followed by Can't Run But. That album features a huge guest list of artists, including Adrian Belew, Jerry Douglas, Steve Gadd, the Brecker Brothers, and Milton Nascimento, among many, many others. But both of those tracks I played have tonight's featured artist, JJ Cale, on guitar. And that's also where we'll leave him for now. Can't Run But also features the Brazilian ensemble Wakti, spelled U-A-K-T-I, who formed in the late 70s and recorded and performed for nearly 40 years, blending classical technique and modern experimentalism with a more folkloric tradition and many instruments that they created themselves. So we stuck with them and ended the set with their solo track Rasa from their 1997 album Trilobite. And the composer Philip Glass was introduced to Wakti while Paul Simon was making Rhythm of the Saints, and he became a backer of theirs. He signed them to his label, and eventually he wrote a series of compositions under the title Aguas de Amazonia to be performed by them. A recording came out in 1999, and so to close the show, here's Wakti performing Philip Glass's Amazon River. All right, thanks for listening. A reminder, if you want to reach out to me, you can get me at connectthedots, wjff@gmail.com. And thank you for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill. Thank you.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Donna Fellenberg here, and on Catskill Character this week, my guests are Woodstock and pop icon Rona Elliott, one of the 13 original staff at Woodstock, and Dan Carlson, Dio Santiago, and Nancy, who have stories about being at the festival or living nearby. Fascinating history. Don't miss it this Saturday on Catskill Character at 10:30 on Radio Catskill.